Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I believe it is time to cast off Virginia's troubled history of injustice and embrace an honest, clean process for restoring the rights of these men and women. And so today, I will sign an order restoring the civil and voting rights of every single individual who has completed his or her sentence as of this day, April 22nd.
That is Governor Terry McAuliffe of the state of Virginia issuing an executive order putting 200,000 felons on the rolls of the Democratic voters by executive order. It is Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Lisa Booth is here from the Washington Examiner and also Fox News. And it is great to have you with us, Letha. And we are also joined by Rob Bell. And Rob is a Republican member of the House of Delegates, represents the 58th district in the Virginia Piedmont. That includes Greene County, parts of Albemarle, Fluvanna, and Rockingham counties. And it is great to have Rob with us this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Letha. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell us a little bit about the background on this story. Of course, it's an executive order, and it created a lot of controversy when Governor McAuliffe made that executive order. Give us a little history on it before we get into the current state and what's next.
Sure. So Virginia has always had a system since at least 1870 where a governor could restore civil rights to convicted felons. And the civil rights are the right to vote, the right to sit on a jury, the right to run for office. And Governor McAuliffe had restored 18,000 felons to their civil rights, and he did this on a one-by-one, case-by-case basis. That's the way it's always been done. And what he did on April 22nd was an entirely different approach. Unlike any governor before him, he said, I'm going to do it to all of them. If you finish your prison and you supervise probation, you have had your rights restored. And we believe that this is a terrible policy shift, that case-by-case review is how you avoid problems. And then it's also unconstitutional that Governor Kaine and Governor McDonald studied it. Both of them concluded it had to be done one by one. And so we filed suit against the executive order that is unconstitutional, and that'll be heard by the Supreme Court on July 19th.
Rob, do you find it hypocritical that Governor McAuliffe wants to give rights to convicted criminals, to these felons who have committed heinous acts? He wants to give them voting rights, but he wants to curb gun rights for law-abiding Virginians?
Well, I mean, there's multiple problems with this, and the first would be that the previous approach allowed you to look at each one, see how violent the offense was, see what they had to do to demonstrate they were back on the straight and narrow. And it was, again, it's not just voting rights, it's also jury rights. We've got a death penalty case right now in Dinwiddie County where the defense attorneys are arguing that the jury pool has to include these re-enfranchised felons or else it's not a fair cross-section of the electorate, of the jury pool. And what he did was, by doing it as a blanket approach, he threw all that aside. And all of the problems we've seen since then, and we're going to get to that, I gather, have been because he didn't look at each case. And we have instances, and the one that was in the Post about a week ago, and then the Post did another story a couple days ago, where anybody who looked at them, if you'd had a high school intern looking at this list, they would have said, oh, goodness, Mr. Governor, maybe this murderer who's locked up in West Virginia shouldn't get his rights back. Or this guy who's a fugitive, or this guy who's in Peru. Those are all real cases. They had two cases of rapists who are currently serving prison time, and they just made a typo. They said they had a data entry error. And then this most recent story was we have a rehab facility where if you're a sex offender and you are so dangerous after you finish your prison term that you can be civilly committed, just like someone who's mentally ill, you can be civilly committed. It turns out that over 100 of the people in that facility were on the list for people to have their rights restored. And every time this happens, the governor's people say, oops, I'm sorry, we made a mistake. But this would have been caught if it had been case by case. That by doing it as a blanket, you have this list of over 200,000 felons, and nobody knows how many mistakes are in there. Nobody knows how many people are having their rights restored according to the list, but actually shouldn't be.
Terry McAuliffe was the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. He's been very close to the Clintons over the years, and clearly a political operative in addition to being a governor. I would imagine the timing on his executive order would put those 200,000 voters out on the rolls prior to November 8th of this year?
Oh, sure. I mean, again, the order came down on April 22nd. The voter rolls will close. You know, there's a period of time they close before the election. That gives his people months to register voters. And people are ascribing motives. I'll let them ascribe their own motives to what the governor did. But certainly the timing would give you pause.
Speaking of Governor McAuliffe and Hillary Clinton, his campaign donations in the past, allegedly an FBI investigation into some of those campaign donations. Do you know what the latest is on that?
I have no inside information. Obviously, we're all following it closely. The media reports have been that there's been an FBI investigation for a year, but we don't know any information that we have is the same as what you have.
And to put a stop to the effort on these voters, of course, you filed suit. Any other recourse that you have?
There really isn't. In other words, the governor has issued his executive order. Even the governor himself, despite what he's telling the press, he can't modify his order or change it or amend it. It's happened. The order is in place. And so the only extant way to approach it would be to file suit, which we've done. The Supreme Court will have a hearing on July 19th, and obviously the timing is very important. Every day that goes by, you have juries being impaneled, you have voters trying to register. And so on July 19th, they're holding a special session. They haven't done that since the early 90s to get to this case right away and have a hearing. If the court grants our motion, if the court grants, you know, gives us the ruling, what the governor did will be held to be invalid, and the registrations themselves will be invalid. Now, he could still, on a case-by-case basis, review anybody that he wanted and would, of course, be able to look at the 6,000 or so that have already registered on a case-by-case basis.
How strong is the opposition to the governor's efforts here?
Oh, gosh. I mean, again, we think that what he has done would, even if you disagree with what he's trying to do, he's messed it up so badly, he was done in such a slapdash way that you have, we don't know how many because he won't release the list, but we just found 100 down at this rehab facility in Nottoway. But again, the previous Post report said that there were, you know, convicted murderers who were on the list. You have convicted rapists who are on the list. Somebody in Peru who's on the list. A fugitive who's on the list. A guy in federal prison who's on the list. It just shows that he had made no due diligence to get the list right. And this list is very important because it's the list by which people will register to vote and be placed on juries. And so our concern is fundamental. We really think that this has to be done the right way. The right way is to do it on a case-by-case basis like every governor prior to Governor McAuliffe.
Rob Bell, Virginia House of Delegates, thanks for being with us on WMAL.
Appreciate your time.